From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A judge has sentenced 24-year-old Max Carson Robison to 23 years to life for the second-degree murder of Rihanna Sky McKenzie, who was 19 at the time of the murder. Robison pled guilty and also admitted to using a firearm and to committing the murder from a moving vehicle. Robison also pled guilty to the attempted murder of Elijah Manziel, for which he'll receive a concurrent 9-year sentence. The case occurred on June 30, 2016. The defendant, who'd been drinking, decided he also wanted drugs. That goal led him to the McCullen's Motel, where he began banging on doors and accosting residents trying to find a supplier. Manziel confronted the defendant and told him to leave because no one at the motel sold drugs. During the argument, Manziel produced a small-caliber handgun, firing several warning shots intended to motivate Robison to leave. Robison left but immediately returned with an AK-47 assault rifle and fired multiple rounds into Manziel's car, then occupied by Manziel and McKenzie. McKenzie died. Manziel narrowly escaped death. Eureka PD out with a summary of what was a busy weekend for the department. Among the incidents noted, multiple law enforcement vehicles were vandalized. Several officers were assaulted. No arrests related to the demonstration were made on Saturday. Sunday's demonstration started out peaceful around 10:30 p.m. after numerous incidents of vandalism. 34-year-old Brent Clark of Redway was taken into custody for vandalism. The crowd escalated and 23-year-old Olivia Perez of Eureka interfered and attempted by force to remove Clark from police custody. Winfield Perez was arrested for forcing a detainee from police custody. Pepper balls were deployed, sending small paintballs containing powdered OC to defuse the situation. At no time were rubber bullets used. No further incidents occurred after the arrests were made. Christina Lofthouse, a veteran law enforcement officer with 2 decades of experience at universities, has been named the interim chief of police at Humboldt State University. She starts in the new role immediately after having served as interim lieutenant in the department for the past 3 months. Lofthouse's duties at HSU will include day-to-day leadership of the university police department, close collaboration with campus departments in support of student safety and the educational experience, and oversight of partnerships with local law enforcement. Food for People will hold an emergency drive-through food box distribution on Wednesday between 2:30 and 4:30 p.m. It'll take place in the Arcata Community Center parking lot, 321 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.